This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's mergers and acquisitions news is brought to us by the food processing conglomerate Archer Daniels Midland, ADM for short. They do all kinds of things in agribusiness, ADM does, and now apparently they want to get into flavors. ADM is going to buy a company named Wild Flavors for about $3 billion. It specializes in what are called natural flavors, which Kate Davidson reports can now be called big business.
Flavor people are a very tight-lipped crowd.
You got that right.
John Leffingwell is a consultant to the flavor and fragrance industry. He says it's competitive. Flavorists keep their discoveries secret as long as they can. But one trend is clear.
When I started in the industry about 30 years ago, about 70% of the flavors were artificial flavors. Today it's close to 80% or maybe even more that are all natural flavors.
That's an estimate, but foods labeled natural did rack up more than $40 billion in retail sales last year, according to Nielsen. Problem is, healthier foods aren't always appealing. Devin Peterson is a professor at the University of Minnesota.
People would love to have lower sodium or lower sugar in the diet, but when companies reformulate with these, say, changes, a lot of times consumers don't buy them.
He's researched solutions like getting salt to release more efficiently in the mouth, so a lower sodium chip tastes just as salty. Another approach is to compensate with flavor. Evgenia Molotova is a chemicals analyst at Berenberg Bank.
So what flavor companies do, they help food companies to reduce the salt contents but save the flavor of the crisp.
She says that's one reason why the flavor business is so appealing right now.
Sales of flavors are growing much faster than the sales of food products.
Now, Wild Flavors specializes in natural flavors for beverages. That helps ADM move to a more specialized niche. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.